Hello, everybody. This is the Friendly Bear Podcast, where we interview some of the best and brightest traders in the trading community. Listen to inspiring stories and nuggets of insight from current and future game changers in the trading space. Listen and learn as we explore all types of trading niches with some of the best in the industry from a Friendly Bear point of view. Make sure to check out the Friendly Bear Podcast's new YouTube channel called Friendly Bear Research, which includes all the podcast video content and supplemental screen shares. If you enjoy the podcast, please consider leaving a 5-star review on iTunes. With that being said, I'm your host, David, aka Reverse Long, and this is the Friendly Bear Podcast. Let's dive in.
What's up, guys? It's David, aka Reverse Long, and today I just had to do a podcast. We got Zach Morris back in the game, man. We got Zach Morris back in the game. And, you know, it's just like criminals, like, get away with things. They just go bigger and bigger until they ultimately get caught. You know, it's like, for the longest time, while Mr. Zach Morris had his ankle bracelets on and had to stay quiet, I was using analogies like in my community all the time. I was like, man, you know, like these fraudsters, these scammers, they're going to keep doing the same behaviors until, like, if they get away with it, they get rewarded for these behaviors. They're just going to keep going. It's like, we just had O.J. Simpson just died recently. This guy just died. And, like, if you think back of O.J., this is like the archetype of a criminal, right? The archetype of a criminal is like, he gets away with the freaking murder. And then, like, he has the audacity. Like, you don't think he learned his lesson and just, like, would, like, you know, chill out and just, like, live a life, like, of obeying the law and stuff, you know? No, this guy, like, raids with his buddies, goes and raids Las Vegas, robs all his, like, memorabilia or something really crazy, and, like, goes back to jail. The judge, actually, from what I remember, and don't quote me, he's like, whatever, but, like, the judge said, like, you got away with the murder, but, like, you didn't get away with this, so I'm going to give you the maximum. Like, you're not learning, so here you go, here's the maximum. So that's one example that I've used since the time that Zach Morris has been in jail. I was like, man, you know, the pump and dumps, like, it's just a timeless, it's never going to go away. You know, it's like when Tim Sykes taught me the pump and dumps back in, like, 2016. And by the way, Business Insider just did an article. I, like, you know, they asked me about these pump and dumps that I short, and I threw it down, man. I put, like, Zip Trader under the bus and all these other pump and dumpers from the emails and the texts and all this stuff. But yeah, that Business Insider was pretty sick. That Business Insider article was pretty sick. So go check it out. But, like, it's just a timeless thing. And I learned it from Tim Sykes, you know. So Tim Sykes actually taught short selling back in 2015, 16. And it's like, you know, pumpers are always evolving. And then, like, they started to go to Twitter instead of, like, paid pumps. They started pumping on social media. And, like, if you think back of, like, the Wolf of Wall Street, it used to be the phone, and then it'll be, like, emails, and then it'll be, like, then it just goes to social media. And now we got, like, you know, this caricature, Zach Morris, like, from the Saved by the Bell kind of thing. And today he actually came back. Shout out to you, Zach. I remember when you shouted me out when we did the short report on NXTP. You said you called me a hedgie. I'm not even a hedgie, bro. I'm just a guy that just came up and just did this on my own, you know? But yeah, you called me a hedgie and send the whole mob after me. Oh, man, this is 2021. Yeah, bro, it's good to have you back, man. And just keep going. Just remember O.J. Simpson. Like, you know, he eventually had to go to jail for, like, 10 years. Like, he didn't get away. You know, you're going to, you know, eventually it catches up with you. Also, I think Sammy the Bull, Gravano, he got away with, like, 17 murders or something, but ended up going to jail because, like, his son was in a drug ring, and he, like, while he was, like, on witness protection, he couldn't help himself but, like, get involved with this whole thing. So, like, you know, it's like these people, they're just going to keep doing this stuff. You know what I mean? So, you know, it's going to catch up with them. But in the meantime, go for it, man. Like, you know, it's like, these are good shorts. But I, you know, what's interesting is today was the first one that he put out, KAVL, Cavill, this shit go. But anyway, so he evolved. So it's very interesting. to see the evolution of the pumpers. So in 2021, he would have like people just blindly following him. He would just mention a stock and people blindly follow. Just sheep just get slaughtered. Let everyone to the slaughterhouse. It was it was quite a time. Everybody, this is a pandemic time, during the pandemic era. But anyway, so today was interesting. So Cavil, KAVL, that he put out, a semi-sophisticated thesis. He's evolving, you know. Maybe he's sober, because like back then, this guy would be like drunk and high at the same damn time, and like be flying like back and forth, and like this guy was erratic. I heard some crazy stories about him, but I'm gonna keep this YouTube friendly. But he knows what's up. He's probably gonna watch this. By the way, he blocked me on Twitter. I never interacted with this guy, but like he blocked me because like he knows I'm watching him. So like, I get it, bro. But it's like, whatever, man. He's still got the bots all over him. So anyway, so his thesis was, all right, his post. I like Cavil. $2.74, I think it says. 420 theme. 860, 846K float. 70% insider own. 486 shares left to short. 510 cost to borrow. I don't know what he's looking at, cost of borrow. He's like, their Interactive Brokers had it at the time less. But it's around that. Yeah, I'll give him that. 486 shares left to borrow. I know what he's looking at, man. There was a lot more shares all around. The five or six brokers that I have specifically to short sell. And we have, yeah, so let's see. Vape, CBD, weed sector. Okay, I'll give him that. Cash positive. Give him that. Now, 50 billion global market, 400 retail channels, over 100 distribution partners, international licensing agreement, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. I remember when he said NXTP, this is like, oh, the next crypto bank. It wasn't even like insured or anything. This guy didn't know what he was talking about. Now, this time, he has a little bit more of a thesis going on here, but it's like, it's funny because, like, the people are not going to just blindly follow. It's a little harder to pump this time around because, like, you know, there's less people trading from home with, like, free money. He missed out on, it must have been, like, a year and a half. This guy was disappeared. But Zach Morris. So, what was I going to say? I was going to say something. Oh, yeah, that he after this tweet, he put out like this audio, this like ridiculous audio, man. Like if you buy because of that, if that's your thesis to buy, you got to look yourself in the mirror, man. Now, if it's a thesis to short is another thing. But impressive, man. It gapped up. I'm assuming he absorbed the float. Now, he better, if Zach is watching, you know, just make sure you got to make sure you don't have a big position at the end because, you got to cross your T's and dot your I's because you don't want to file like an insider owner, you know, like you own a big piece of the company. You're going to have to file for that. So let's see, Zach, he has a lot of the authorities watching him, I'm sure. And let's see, man. Zach is going to be an interesting one to watch. but just like criminals and scammers, like once they get away with it, they're going to keep doing it and doing it. They just can't help themselves. So it's good to have Zach back. Let's keep an eye on this guy, you know. So for the Bears, let's keep an eye on Mr. Zach Morris. Let's reactivate all the bots to follow Zach Morris. We got to watch all his every move and just make sure, always respect Zach Morris. Like he's going to pick these really small float stocks and he's going to grab a whole chunk. So you got to respect the squeezability on these things. So, but like, this is not like a Chinese stock. Like I've never seen a Zach Morris stock go TOP or HKD. Yeah, Zach Morris is freaking, he's trash, man. This guy's like erratic. A drunk guy is high, like trying to tell people to buy with his like ridiculous audios. But yeah, Zach, great to have you back, man. Great to have you back. Let's run it up, man. We still got, it's only Monday. We got Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Let's go. Anyways, that wraps it up. Friendly Bear Podcast. I'll see you guys later.
That concludes today's episode. Make sure to like and subscribe to the channel on the platform you use. The Friendly Bear Podcast is hosted by me, David, where you can find me on Twitter at @reverse_long. You can find the Friendly Bear Podcast at www.thefriendlybearpodcast.com, as well as on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Audible, Amazon Music, and now on YouTube at Friendly Bear Research. Until next time, thank you for listening to the Friendly Bear Podcast.